Track 12. This week's feature item is from the Newton Abbott Museum and is entitled Remembering the Baker's Park Tank. It's being read for us by Jill and Charmaine.
Love Parks Week begins at the end of July. We are very lucky in Newton Abbott to have access to several beautiful green spaces. I'm sure a favourite among many of you is Baker's Park. But did you know that it was once home to a World War I tank?
The tank was presented to the town at the end of World War I to celebrate the fact that Newton Abbott had raised £600,000 as part of national war-saving efforts. Two field guns were also put on display along with the tank. In 1919, before being placed in the park, the tank was paraded through the town. They then had to dismantle part of the wall around Baker's Park to get the tank into position. Although the parade and dedication were a lively affair, with many excited locals in attendance, it seemed that not everyone was happy to have such a reminder of wartime in the popular park, as local newspapers referred to a somewhat heated and lengthy local conversation in the course of which some urban council members advocated that the tank should not be accepted by the town. In the end, it was accepted and was on display for about two decades. At the time, World War I was known as the Great War and was thought to be the war to end all wars, but sadly this was not the case. In September 1939, the shadow of a new global conflict fell across the world. By 1940, England was in desperate need of metal to support the war effort, and in April that year, Newton Abbott Urban District Council sold the tank and its accompanying guns to provide 26 tonnes of scrap.
Reporters were keen to emphasise that no walls would be destroyed this time around, with an article from the Western Morning News, 14th of April 1940, stating that nothing like this will be necessary in its removal. The metal will be cut up with acetylene burners in such a manner as to facilitate easy handling and transport. They also noted that one of the guns on display had originally been captured by the 5th Battalion Regiment when they broke through the Heinberg line in 1918 near Flequières. It's a shame to have lost such historic items, but perhaps weapons are not the most suitable items to adorn a public space where children play. And scrap metal was much needed in World War II, as a newspaper advert from the summer of 1940 stated, "We want it, metal, and we want it now, new and old, of every type and description, and all of it. The need is instant. The call is urgent. Our expectations are high."